Author Malcolm Gladwell claims that it takes 10,000 hours of practice to become a master in one's field. And while I agree that practice makes perfect, there is no better way to improve your skills than to practice and compete with the best of the best. One of the most valued tools of anglers and hunters is their knife, and they are as unique as the people who use them. Some of the oldest of human traditions are angling and hunting, and they take pride in their efforts to restore biodiversity and fund wildlife and habitat management in Ontario.
Yamaha Canada proudly presents the Angler and Hunter Radio Show, the voice of anglers and hunters. On today's show,
the best walleye anglers in North America are coming to Bob Cajun next week for the 36th annual Canada-U.S. Walleye Tournament. Tournament director Tom Hunt is here to give us all the details. John Ward from Camillus drops by the studio to chat about the tools of the trade for hunting. Robert Sopuck, MP representing the electoral district of Dauphin, Swan River, Marquette, talks about our fishing and hunting heritage here in Ontario. The Yozuri Outdoor Quiz and more on today's Angler and Hunter Radio.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species through the Invading Species Hotline. To report an invasive species or to learn more about the program, call us at 1-800-563-7711. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by Alumacraft and Kingfisher Boats, celebrating a tradition of excellence.
Back in 1980, the inaugural Canada-U.S. Walleye Tournament was held in Bob Cage in Ontario. And while the landscape has changed since that time, the event is once again filled to capacity for this year.
Tom Hunt is with me today from the Chamber of Commerce, the Bob Cajun Chamber of Commerce. Tom, welcome to Angling Under Radio. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Randy, and thank you so much for having us on board today.
Not a problem. So how long has the Canada-U.S. Walleye Tournament been around for now?
Well, believe it or not, this year will be the 36th annual Canada-U.S. Walleye Tournament.
36 years. So that precedes you and I, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Long before that.
Actually, I remember fishing it a long, long time ago. So it has been around for a long time. Why did the town or why did the Chamber of Commerce get involved in a walleye tournament? What purpose does it serve?
Well, the big attraction, obviously, is the fishing in this area and the beauty of the Kawarthas. And it helps to bring people in. In the previous years, a lot of the anglers came from the northern U.S., and it brought that tourism dollar to the area. So it helped to promote the businesses. It was early in the season. A lot of times, in most cases, it's the first tournament of the year, being the last weekend in May. So it helps the businesses get a jump start on the season. But it's about tourism, but it's also about fishing, getting kids and families involved in fishing. But not just that, in the fishing preservation and how to handle fish properly and take care of habitat as well.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, over the 36 years, you're looking at, well, 280 teams are about. So you're looking at 360 to 400 competitors plus their teams all coming into the beautiful little town of Bob Cajun to spend some time. And it's not just a one-day thing. We're there, and I say we're because I compete in the tournament every year as well. We're there on the Friday evening right through till Sunday.
Yep, absolutely. And a lot of the teams, Randy, actually come up a few days early and pre-fish. And it also helps the local resorts and cottage owners because a lot of the cottages are rented out full prior to the event and the season starting. So for them, it's a great kickstart for business as well.
It's great. And I thought it would help me, too, living on the lake because I'd see where they were fishing. But you know what, Tom? So far, it hasn't helped me out much at all.
I think your problem, Randy, is the fish recognize the bottom of your boat and they go, no, over here.
Yeah.
We're going over here.
Yeah, let's get away from this guy. Exactly. So, and as you know, from an angling point of view, I love it. First place, what is first place in this tournament?
We are very proud of our sponsor, Core. And we have some tremendous businesses that support us in the area here, as well as out of town and some majors. But we offer up a $10,000 first place prize money for our small town tournament. And that's pretty outstanding.
It is. I mean, you don't come by that. You really don't.
No. And $5,000 for second place.
Wow.
$3,000 for third. And we pay back down to 25th spot. Down including $300 down to 25th spot.
Wow.
And there's others in between. So in cash alone, we give away $34,000 and we have another usually $28,000 to $32,000 in prizes from our great local sponsors and some of the corporate people. So it's just incredible.
That's amazing.
It is. It's really great.
That's great. So from a competitor's side of view, awesome. Now, from a spectating point of view, and this is something that I've always noted from this event that's, you know, a lot different from other tournaments that you that I compete in, is there's a lot to do for spectators.
Absolutely. We have at the Bob Cajun Arena, we have an indoor trade show where businesses can bring their goods and wares from tackle to the apparel, the wearings, all the branded, the main sponsors, the branded people. We have great sponsors from Bass Pro Shop, Rapala, Shimano, Pure Fishing, Berkeley, Fishbum, Northern Leisure Marine has boats, as well as outdoor patio furniture, and they have a mix of products. And it's a great lead for them to show their goods and wares in the area as well, because it's not just anglers that come to the event. It's cottage owners, it's renters, it's people who are looking to come to the area. And they may not purchase something today, but it plants the seed for coming to this great area of the Kawarthas, Bob Cajun, and all around, come back in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And some celebrities. I know Reno Viola was there last year.
Yep, Reno was here. Big Jim McLaughlin was here last year as well. But we've had some of the popular names from over the years that have fished the tournament as well. And especially Randy Jennings. I mean, he's been here several times.
More Canada-U.S. walleye with Tom Hunt after these important words.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you use a 32 rimfire cartridge to hunt big game? We'll have the answer when we return after these important words.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Did you know four species of invasive fish known as Asian carps are threatening to invade the Great Lakes? These fish have the potential to devour the food sources and habitat our native fish depend on and negatively impact our ability to enjoy our lakes and rivers. Help prevent the introduction of Asian carps. Report sightings to the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com. Or give them a call, toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Caster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season too. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Outdoor Quiz is brought to you by Yozuri. Fish the best.
Can you use a 32 rimfire cartridge to hunt big game? All rimfire cartridges are illegal for big game hunting in Ontario.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. The 36th Annual Canada-U.S. Walleye Tournament takes place May 27th through May 29th this year. There's about $70,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs, and Tournament Director Tom Hunt is here to give us all the details.
The tournament is the 27th, 28th, and 29th, but it's only open to the current anglers up until 6 o'clock Saturday, and then the registration is shut down for a week and a half.
Oh, okay, I see. Okay, good.
Okay, until we settle out and see if everybody is in. We have all the documents we need. But we're opening up all 140 team spots on that weekend, and we're anticipating selling out.
Oh, absolutely. And now for spectators, a good time to come on the so Saturday's the 28th, and
yes.
Sunday's the 29th. And what are we looking at for weigh-in times or for them to come enjoy the show?
Well, the arenas are going to be open. It's open at 11 o'clock until probably about 7 o'clock. But the major portion of the weigh-in really gets underway by about 2:30. You know, if somebody has got a full bag and they don't want to stress the fish, they can come in early. But we have our weigh-in station ready to go by 11 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So if anybody needs to come in, because, again, it's about fish health, and our mantra that we use is family, fun, fishing. But it's also about keeping the fish as healthy as we can until we get them back to the lake. And you've seen our setup, Randy,
yeah,
with that pontoon trough. That is just the slickest thing to keep the water flowing over the fish until they get to the stage. And we have Larry Wickett. He's a fish biologist, and he checks every single fish for the overs and unders and the fish quality.
Yeah, we appreciate that as competitors, too. We really like the way that you guys handle the fish and get them back into the lake.
Yep, and we have four live-release tanks. We have two live-release boats that get cycled. We don't keep them waiting there for the whole weigh-in period. And we cycle the two boats with tanks on two boats, so the fish are never in those, even in those large tanks, the 4x4x4s, that long. And we've had tremendous success, knock on wood, with the mortality rate. And it's just been outstanding. And we work closely with the ministry, and we keep them up to date and give them a report on the Monday after the tournament, and they think it's great.
Right. So if you want to come out and watch the event, Saturday weigh-in time is roughly
2:30 till 4:30.
And then Sunday you crown the champion, which is about what time?
Around the 5 o'clock mark. We got a lot of adding and subtracting to do.
Yeah, obviously. And as far as for the spectators, is there does it cost anything to come in to the event itself?
It doesn't cost anything. What we ask, and again, we're a not-for-profit organization run through the chamber, but we ask that somebody coming in would maybe make a contribution, either cash or a food product for the Bob Cajun Helps Food Bank.
Okay,
because
so bring,
always a need for helping other people, not just yourself.
So for your listeners that want to come in and watch the weigh-in, bring some dry goods with you.
Dry goods or a toonie, and we have some draws and things for the kids. Bass Pro Shop will be bringing their live trout fish pond for the kids, and it's a great experience to see a kid catch a fish for the first time.
Absolutely, and for sure, from yours truly's point of view, the best fishing tournament of the season, for at least for me anyway. I just love it. I look forward to it every year.
Yeah, well, it's great to see everybody smiling and having fun and seeing people they haven't seen for a while, and it's cool. But it brings a lot of tourism to the area. We figure roughly, speaking from the economic impact to the area, between $150,000 and $170,000 of economic impact. Because, as you know, people, the fishermen, come up from the Kingston, Belleville area, from Hamilton, Toronto, and they're moving through all of these territories en route to the tournament, and they stop and have a meal along the way, or they do some shopping, or they get gas, they do some other things. So the whole area benefits, not just Bob Cajun and the city of Kawartha Lakes. So it builds that experience. We call it getting the Bob Cajun disease. Once you've been here and caught it, you will be back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all love it there, Tom. And we're looking forward to seeing you. So come out and watch the Canada U.S. Walleye Tournament. And for any further information, for sure, go to www.canadauswalleye.com.
And it's a brand new website that was just released 2 weeks ago. So go and check it out. And there's a lot of information out there. And no, Randy, you can't get at the winner leaderboard in Jameson.
Oh, well, there goes plan A.
The 36th annual Canada U.S. Walleye Tournament and Fishing Trade Show is free to attend. And on Sunday, May 29th, you can watch the 37th champion be crowned. For more information, go to www.canadauswalleye.com.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Fishing Corner is brought to you by CUDA. Fierce. Tough. Proven.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting.
Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Going fishing this summer? You should know that invasive species can be spread to new areas through the improper disposal of bait. If using live bait fish, buy locally. Never dump your leftover bait or bait bucket water into or within 30 meters of a water body. It's illegal. Freeze or salt unused bait for future use or properly dispose of it in the trash. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
Welcome back to Angler and Hunter Radio. You know, one of the most important tools a hunter carries is their knife. Knives are as unique as the person that uses them. And maintaining them is not only important, but it could also save your life.
Well, I don't think there's anybody out there in the great outdoors that hasn't cut theirself at one time or another, including yours truly. Geez, you know, I remember cleaning out a bear once and cutting my finger. But I think that that's what we should be talking about and maybe some good tips. So I brought John Ward from Camillus and CUDA in today to talk about knife safety. Who could I think of that would do a better job, John?
Well, I hope nobody.
So. And congratulations on your son's bear, by the way.
Yeah, that was really exciting. He was really pumped about that. So he got his first black bear.
Cool.
Tons
and
of fun.
Aren't they delicious?
Unbelievable. I'm actually now, I think that may be my favorite game meat.
So I think starting off with safe knife use, we should be talking about using the right knife for the right job. And you know, I can think of several times where I've tried to make something work and ended up, you know, messing things up What can you tell us about, you know, the right knife for the right job, you know?
Yeah, that's absolutely the case with your knives. If you're, you know, going to mount a trophy and you're trying to cape it out, you'll find having a small blade with a slight drop point on it is going to be the knife of choice. I think a lot of guys try and get by where they can with one knife, and some of it might be financial, or some of it might just not be knowing blade design and knife design.
Mm-hmm.
And just like any other tool, you know, you've got a shotgun for this bird or for that bird, and you've got a rifle for this animal or for that animal. And the same thing applies for cutting instruments. So you can, another thing that people don't realize is that shears, scissors, if you will, are great tools for birds. Really yeah. terrific tools to take pheasants or ducks apart. You know, the folks that process chickens use shears regularly. So we can learn a lot from the people who cut up chickens all day long.
That is true. And I remember when I was a kid, we would go smelt fishing. You know, you go and catch them in the nets.
Yep.
And when we brought the smelt home to clean them, we would use shears or scissors, cut its head off. Cut its tummy, take the inside out, wash it off, go to the next one, because you're doing quite a few of them.
Absolutely, and that's the fastest way to do it.
It was incredible, and it was so important to have, and that kind of leads me into my next point. You have to have not only the right tools for what you're doing in order to be safe, but a sharp knife, as they say, or sharp scissors, are safe scissors. Why would a dull knife be unsafe?
Yeah, well, a dull knife is unsafe because you've got to put a lot of extra pressure on it to do the task that you're doing. And when you're putting extra pressure on it, it can slip. It's not under as good a control as it might be. And then that's what makes it dangerous.
Yeah, so you know, you're trying to fillet that walleye with a butter knife, or you've got your dad's old skinning knife and you're trying to gut something out, and you know, and it can slip.
Yes.
It's not designed to do that job, so it can cause injury. And there's other things that can cause injury through slippage, and not only with knives, but I guess the boards that we use too, for cutting.
Yeah, it's always a great idea to have a proper backdrop behind something you're cutting, especially if you're butchering as opposed to field dressing, and certainly doing fish. Having a board, it'll save your knife as well. You know, if you're trying to fillet a fish on a rock, or another experience I've had, and I'm sure you've probably had, with clearing your trails in your bush, you get trees down across your trail, you pull out your machete or your hatchet, and you're whacking away, and you're just about to go through the last piece of wood, and you discover there's a piece of granite underneath the log. I'm sure I've done that with a chainsaw well. You
I
know, it's
to.
Covered in snow a little bit or some grass, and you all of a sudden you've got a dull blade real quick.
Yeah.
And that's dangerous as well, especially with the machetes. They do take a bit of a beating, and when you crack them a few times on a rock, it can stress them. So that's dangerous.
So you got to be careful of that type of stuff. When you're using knives, we used to sell them when I worked in retail, these gloves. And they're like they're cut proof. They almost look like the armor that the old knights used to wear, only I think it's Kevlar.
Yes.
Safety stuff to wear while we're using knives.
Yeah, and even some of those gloves that have that little rubbery pattern on them,
mm-hmm.
so you can hold the knife or hold the axe or machete, hold it tight while you're using it, especially if it's wet or slippery.
And eye protection, I mean, you know from using a chainsaw, machete's no different. You hit something, and all it takes is one fragment to get in that eye, and you're all bets are off. You've got some problems. So wear those cut-resistant gloves, and eye protection's never a bad idea. So for handling techniques, obviously some people are real good with knives. They can carve ducks and do all kinds of neat things. I don't think I could carve a box out of a bar of soap if I tried.
I think... And I even do this from time to time, and I'm sure you do. You're out in the bush and you're rushing to get something done. You might use your knife and decide, okay, I got to get up into my tree stand because it's starting to get dark, or I'm just going to zip over here on my ATV. So I'm going to put my knife up on the top of it and without sheathing it. Just quick, you're trying to move. Same thing with field dressing your deer. Often we shoot them in low light conditions. And you're just trying to get it done. Well, you know, make sure you've got a buddy with a flashlight and you've got your headlamp on and you can see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I think one of the big things is just take that extra second to be safe. You know, I remember as a young guy, I'd probably be listening to this interview going, yeah. It just takes one time in the bush to slice yourself pretty good. And you think to yourself, boy, I wish I hadn't have done that, because, you know, now for the rest of my hunting trip, it's just a bit of a pain having that bandage on your finger and worried about, you know, deer blood and dirt and things getting into it. It's just a nuisance. So take the extra time to carefully handle those tools. And like you say, put the goggles on when you're chopping things. I try and do that all the time now. And I have to remind myself, you know, get those goggles on, because your eyes they're just not easily replaced.
We will return with John Ward from Camillus after these messages.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and only through this limited time offer. A Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna. A Coast LED headlamp. Fish Crisp Original. And a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and three tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org. Invasive species are one of the greatest threats to the health of Ontario's ecosystems. The Invading Species Awareness Program provides outreach, education, and an avenue for the public to report sightings of invasive species online or using their mobile device through EdMaps Ontario. To learn more, visit eddmaps.org/Ontario. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the two giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com, or give them a call toll free at 1-800-567-9009.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876 and utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus knives stay sharper, longer.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season 2. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSC Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
You are listening to my chat with John Ward from Camillus Knives.
Flaying fish, good opportunity to cut your fingers. Maybe put a little wet towel underneath the board, something like that.
A great idea, yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Or take the time to, you know, your hands are inside the cavity of something. Have a little towel along with you, and when you pull the knife out, wipe the handle off, wipe your hand off, and then go back at it, you know, whatever other portion you're doing next.
Yeah, exactly. If you're going to hand your knife to your friend, somebody who's with you, put the knife down, let them pick it up. And if you're not handing it to somebody and you're going to put it down inside the carcass of the animal. If you're gutting an animal for, you know, keep it clean. You don't want to put it and get dirt on it. It's really important to keep your meat processed cleanly. So some good tips with that.
And when you do that too, one of the other things that I've always found helpful is have a lanyard on your knife. Most of our knives have a hole for a lanyard. And if you drop it in the cavity while you're working, especially if it's cold and your hands are getting numb, you don't have the dexterity, you can find that lanyard that's sticking out and grab it instead of fishing around in a bunch of liquid trying to locate your knife. Or if you drop it in the snow and it's deep snow, the lanyard will sort of float into the snow and you don't have to fish around with your hand. I'm sure we've all done that. You're trying to find your knife in the snow and, you know, you find the blade first and that's not good.
I've often wondered what that lanyard was for. And I in some ways in my older age now, I'm thinking about safety a lot more than I did when I was young. I hope that people don't use it to put it around their neck.
Yeah. Generally, you know, I like to have a little longer one. I'll have mine about 18 inches long just because, you know, if I'm out west in the deeper snow, it just helps it float up on top. And I used to just take a piece of old deer hide and make a leather lanyard, just cut a thin strip and tie the leather hide to it. Yeah,
it's an awesome idea. Now, I know in the past I've used knives for, oh, you don't want to know, John. Titan screws,
screwdrivers.
You know, I come from the era where we didn't have screw-off caps on our bottles, and I've used knives to actually pry the caps off of the bottles. It's not so much. I mean, you know, utility is one thing, but when you start thinking these things through, we've got a real safety hazard on our hands when we start doing things like this.
Definitely. That's not what they were designed for. And it goes back to your original comment, use the right tool for the right job. And you know, if you've got a knife and you have one knife, you want to really preserve the edge on that knife. And if you've got a few knives, then you know that there are knives for different tasks. One might be for skinning, one might be for caping, one might be for gutting and trimming. And they'll each be a slightly different knife design, and they'll each be better at their respective job. And bottle caps and screwdriving and things like that are going to make your life more difficult on what it was meant to do.
Right? Has anybody here got a knife?
Exactly. One that works.
Did you shoot an animal? No, I'm just trying to get the spark plug out of the ATV.
Right.
That sort of thing, eh? Yeah, exactly. So, you know, I guess it kind of goes without saying we want to be careful the way we're handling knives. We don't want to just throw them in a sink. We don't want to put them in. And I'm talking about our hunting knives now. Put them in the dishwasher, things that are going to bang them up and clang them up. But in terms of care, what can you tell our listeners about taking care of our knives? Because, you know, it is an investment, and, you know, you want to make sure that they last you a lifetime.
Yeah, there's a couple of things. It depends on the knife itself. So the things to consider are, what is my handle made out of? What is my blade made out of? If you've got a 1095 carbon steel knife, that's a knife that you better oil when you sheath it and put it away, or it's going to rust.
Okay.
It's just the way that's made. There's not a defect in the knife. It's a carbon steel, and it'll rust. If you have a stainless steel blade, it can still rust. It's just stainless, not stain-proof. So you should still take good care of that, but you're going to have more time before it becomes an issue if you sheath it wet, for example. And then you've got your handles to consider. So whether it's a wood handle or a carbon fiber, if it's a carbon fiber handle, it's made for it makes the knife lighter. But it makes it a little more brittle. So that is definitely not one you want to try and bang a nail into a shelter with your handle. It's going to shatter. So you need to treat the knife according to how it was made, what it's made of.
Okay, yeah, good points. Now, looking at 2016, what's going to be new with Camlis and Cuda? Anything new coming down the pipes?
There is a few things. We're going to be launching a new brand, which is really exciting. It's going to be a brand that's probably available to, let's say, maybe some younger hunters or price-conscious hunters. So with the Camlis brand, we've got our titanium bonding and carbon nitride titanium, which keeps your blade sharper much longer. And this new brand, it's a new brand to Canada, but it's an old brand. It was started down in Boulder, Colorado, close to 100 years ago. It's called Western. It's a brand that we haven't been active with in Canada, and we're going to launch that, and that'll have some pretty attractive price points on some very nice quality knives, both folders and fixed blades. And that actually brings me to another point that I just forgot that's probably pretty important. In knife care, some guys prefer fixed blade knives and some guys prefer folding knives.
Right.
If you have a folder, from a safety perspective, be really, really careful that you keep your folding knife clean and that your liner lock is always moving smoothly and engaging, or your lock back knife. Make sure when you extend the blade that it's fully locked. There's a lot of accidents that happen when a blade folds up on your hand or your finger when you're trying to use it. Yes.
Yeah.
And that's usually from it being gummed up inside. And, you know, when you're trying to clean your liner lock or your folding knife, get a Q-tip, put on some acetone or some nail polish remover, some Goo Gone, that kind of thing.
Right.
And get right in there and get at it. And if it's not something that's sappy or gooey or sticky, then, you know those air cans you can clean your keyboard off with?
Mm-hmm.
Get one of those and just blow that mechanism out really well. If it's just dirt.
Throw it on the vise and get the compressor.
right. Exactly.
But, yeah, no, I get the point.
Yeah.
And they do get gooed up. They get stuff in there. And if that thing, if it isn't solid and that doesn't work, ooh.
Yes.
Yeah, that can cause a terrible thing.
So back to Western. So at SHOT, we're going to be launching Western, and that'll be coming to Canada during 2016 at different points. And it's a price point on a knife that a lot of people will be able to get into. So a quality knife at a good value price point.
Very good. Very good. So lots of new stuff happening with Camillus and CUDA. Thank you so much for coming out and spending some time with us today, John. And we'll get together this year and do some hunting and fishing with Camillus knives.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, Randy.
The importance of our fishing and hunting heritage when we return after these messages.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Hunting Corner is brought to you by Camillus, quality knives since 1876.
No matter what the terrain, no matter the weather, you head out. Challenge accepted. Whether you're hunting or fishing, Yamaha has the ATV, side-by-side, outboard, or generator to rise to the challenge, pairing renowned reliability with incredible performance. Whatever the day brings, conquer outdoors with Yamaha. Visit yamaha-motor.ca today for more info and current offers.
Fishing and hunting. Why are these pastimes so important to you? You hunt and fish because the outdoors always calls you back home. It's a tradition. It's a passion. It's your identity. Your promise to stand up for fishing and hunting is a promise for your future. Today, make a promise to support conservation and traditions with a membership in the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. OFAH membership includes Ontario Out of Doors magazine and, only through this limited time offer, a Shimano reel, the Shimano Sienna, a Coast LED headlamp, Fish Crisp Original, and a Team OFAH camouflage fishing bag with zippered pockets and 3 tackle boxes. Join or renew with this incredible OFAH membership package for only $69.95. Care enough to join today.
Visit OFAH.org.
With over 130 years of knife-making excellence, Camillus should be on your next hunt.
Adolf Kaster began the Camillus Knife Company in 1876, and he utilized expert engineering to ensure the highest precision in his knives. They prove themselves in the harshest conditions because Camillus uses a patented titanium bonding and carbonitride coating process, making them up to 10 times harder than untreated steel. Camillus Knives. Stay sharper, longer.
Isn't it about time you took that fishing or hunting trip of a lifetime? Make your lifelong memory now by booking your adventure at the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Find the perfect hunting or fishing packages in more than hundreds of Quebec's exceptional world-class outfitters. And you know what? You could win your trip by entering one of the 2 giveaways run by the Quebec Outfitters Federation. Don't wait. They're only a click away at QuebecOutfitters.com or give them a call toll-free at 1-800-567-9009.
Did you know that the seeds of invasive plants can easily be transported to new areas in mud on the tires of all-terrain vehicles?
help to stop the spread of invasive plants by staying on designated trails and cleaning mud and debris from the tires of your ATV between trips. For more information, contact the Invading Species Hotline at 1-800-563-7711 or visit invadingspecies.com. A message from Ontario's Invading Species Awareness Program.
If it's turkey hunting supplies you need, come to TSE Stores. We're excited about turkey hunting season two. Don't forget to show your OFAH membership card.
TSE Stores, get a good deal more. Your incredible country hardware store.
Fishing and hunting have a deep meaning for millions of people. In fact, in Ontario, we have nearly 500,000 licensed hunters. Robert Sopuck, MP representing the electoral district of Dauphin, Swan River, Marquette, joins us to chat about our fishing and hunting heritage here in Ontario.
You know, it occurred to me this morning, I was talking to somebody about the value of something, and I started thinking about the value of our outdoors, our trees, our fish, and all that type of thing, and the fact that I've got a property up in Minden and with some 70,000 trees on 100 acres of land, and even at $200 or $300 a tree, that really adds up fast. And I wondered to myself how people who don't spend time in the outdoors, if they really see the value, not just tangible value, but the value to us as a being. And that brings me to the thing that I wanted to ask you is, you know, what are the key concerns we have moving forward to, you know, keep good care of our fish and wildlife?
Well,
it's a big question, isn't it?
quite bluntly, if you let loose the angling and hunting community to do conservation in the way that only they can do, our fish and wildlife resources will be looked after. I can relate really very strongly to your comments about owning a piece of land. I own 480 acres south of Riding Mountain National Park, and isn't it an honor and a privilege to own a beautiful, diverse property with abundant wildlife? And there's something about owning a piece of land like that, isn't there, that inspires you to really care for it?
It brings out the steward in you.
Yes, yeah, it certainly does, you know. And so one of the things I did on my piece of land is I made grouse trails. I took a small cat and I went through the woods and made these beautiful winding trails. And then I'd sow them down to alfalfa, which, of course, grouse love.
Mm-hmm.
And then, my dog and I would go and we'd, you know, perhaps flush a grouse and perhaps I was good enough to get it. and then when you open that crop and you see your alfalfa in that bird's crop, it is such an immense feeling of satisfaction, you know, that it's almost indescribable unless it's someone like you and I who live that kind of life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what? Every time I shoot a deer, which isn't very often,
right?
But when I do, I plant a fruit tree where I shot it.
That's a great idea.
And it's something.
I'm gonna do that myself.
It's you know what, $15 or whatever it costs,
yeah,
for the tree, and the moose sometimes eat them.
Sure,
but,
sure.
But it's a symbolic thing. I think we are all descendants of good stewards of the land, and there's something spiritual about it as well. That's for sure. And there's some real value for that reason.
Well, my favorite outdoor writer by far is one of the earliest ones, Aldo Leopold, who wrote the seminal book on land-based conservation called The Sand County Almanac. And I read it in graduate school and read it and reread it and made notes in the margins. And Leopold talked about the joy of owning a piece of land. Of course, he had a little, what he called a sand farm in Wisconsin, but the evident joy that he had in looking after that piece of land came through his book in spades. And, of course, he's the father of modern conservation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? We are really, and not just Ontario, but North America, we're the envy of the world.
Oh, we are. And here in North America, we have thousands of publicly accessible lakes and, you know, thousands and thousands of square miles of publicly accessible land where the average person can go and hunt and fish and take their child out for a wonderful experience. I couldn't agree more with you about how fortunate we are here.
Yeah, so how do we protect it? What are we looking at in terms of, I guess, first of all, we've got management, which is going to be key, and then we've got climate, too. Let's face it, you know, whether you like it or not, things are changing.
Yeah, and you know, and things have changed for millennia, and of course our fish and wildlife resources changed along with it. Back where I come from in Manitoba, the 80s were extremely dry, the winters were very easy, and our deer populations boomed. Well, the winters in 2011-12 were very, very hard winters, and our deer were basically cut by two-thirds in terms of numbers. But, again, I go back to my earlier point about if you want to protect these resources, nobody is better than Canada's anglers and hunters. You know, I'm on the Environment Committee in Parliament and the Fisheries Committee as well, and I see a lot of groups come before our committees. And one of the things that strikes me about what makes the angling and hunting community different from all other environmental conservation organizations is that we as anglers and hunters treasure abundance. All the rest of them talk about, you know, diversity, and that's all fine or this or that, but for us, seeing 50 mallards in the sky is not good enough. We want to see 500 mallards in the sky. If there's 500, we want to see 5,000 mallards. So we work to improve the sort of the productivity of the environment, and as I said, that it's anglers and hunters. We are the only ones who fight for abundance, and it's a very special role that only we can play.
Yeah, absolutely. So management's key, obviously, and more involvement with anglers and hunters directly, which, and you know as well as I do, we're the original conservationists. We started this movement, and we still pay for most of it, don't we?
we certainly do. And again, I make a very strong distinction between, you know, those environmental types spend most of their time at, you know, in meetings, in airplanes, or in front of computers, versus people who roll up their sleeves, put in nest boxes, plant Atlantic salmon like you guys are doing in Ontario, like you talk about planting trees or rehabilitating stream banks. Those are very different activities. And when I see who actually generates real conservation results, the anglers and hunters win hands down.
Absolutely. And for you listeners, I mean, really, really important stuff and things for you to think about or reflect on is when you're out steelhead fishing in the creeks that feed into the Great Lakes, those fish were originated from the idealisms of anglers and hunters, as well as when you go turkey hunting this spring. Wild turkeys were introduced by some groups like the OFAH and brought those wild turkeys back. So your involvement is key.
And I'm a temporary resident of Ontario, being a parliamentarian. And when I get taken into the countryside, by some friends, if I go for a drive, and I get just the thrill of seeing that flock of wild turkeys there. I'm not going to be hunting them necessarily, but just to see that flock and to know that 40, 50 years ago there were no wild turkeys is truly remarkable. It's interesting you mentioned steelhead. I did my master's on steelhead in the Finger Lakes of New York, and what a tremendous conservation success story, moving that species from, you know, the Pacific coast inland into the Great Lakes, and again an introduced species that quite frankly causes no harm whatsoever and has created a fishery that is quite simply second to none. It's a truly a remarkable story.
Yeah, and an economy that employs thousands and thousands of people.
Yeah, it certainly does, and I do hope to get away for some steelhead fishing this spring for the first time as an MP. I'm bound or determined to get out there if I can.
Well, thanks so much for taking time out of your day. Really, really appreciate the insight, and I think the whole takeaway of this conversation is no matter how small or insignificant you feel as an outdoors person, you're not, and your voice is very, very important, and your actions are bigger than the words that you speak, and we appreciate what you do, and we're always here to help you do more.
I couldn't agree more. Very well said.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Destination of the Week is brought to you by Quebec Outfitters.
Okay, joining us today is Denny LeBrun from Bryson Lake Lodge. How are you doing, Denny?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Randy.
So I was looking at your website, some really impressive pictures. Huge lake trout, huge moose. Whereabouts is Bryson Lake Lodge?
Well, actually, we're a nice drive-in camp. We're located in southwestern Quebec. From Ottawa, it's about 3 hours, and even from Toronto, we're about 5.5 hours. But the southwestern corner, north of Fort Clunge, Mansfield area.
Oh, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's called the Pontiac region.
Not too far away.
Yes, in the Outaouais.
Good stuff. Well, okay, so speaking of fish, let's start off with fishing.
Sure.
What kind of fish can your guests expect to catch while they're there?
Well, we're very lucky because we have the four major fish species right at Bryson Lake Lodge. We're well known for our walleye. We have northern pike. We have huge lake trout and also great brook trout fishing. I have six different lakes for brook trout fishing.
Wow, six different lakes for brook trout. And I noticed on the website there's a picture of a few lake trout. They've got to be like, what are they, 25-pounders or something?
We're getting 25-pounders every year at Bryson Lake.
Wow.
And that's what's nice about our territory, too. We have 17 lakes on our fishing area.
Wow. Wow, that's incredible. So some great fishing. Now, I also noticed some moose hunting and bear hunting as well.
Yes, we have a fall moose hunt. We have an early season this year starting in about mid-September, and it goes to mid-October. And then we also do a spring black bear hunt up at Bryson Lake.
Nice, nice. And were they grouse in the pictures as well?
Yes, that's one of our little secrets, is it's an unknown area for grouse hunting, but we have so many grouse up at our area. And it's like a little hideaway, little secret corner that a lot of people don't know, or they don't want to tell their friends once they found it. It's a really nice spot, and it's very unaffordable. For just a weekend for grouse hunting is like $200.
Oh, wow.
For two nights and 3 days, and you're allowed to take 15 grouse home with you. And it's not like the Southern Ontario kind of hunting where you hear a bird fly away. You actually see the birds, and you have to basically them to get them to fly.
Really, eh?
Very, very lucky.
Yeah, I know where I hunt. They're pretty smart. All I do, Danny, is I just scare them all over to my neighbor's property.
That's good.
Yeah. So very, very good. Now, as far as Bryson Lake Lodge, some unique things that our guests will expect to find when they come out there.
Well, we have 15 cottages, and what's really nice about our territory is we have some cottages right at the main lodge with electricity that's run 24 hours. And then I also have outpost camps. So you can have a camp you can either drive to, and I have five cottages located on islands. So that's very rare to find an outfitter with a cottages on islands that you can rent. It's nice. You've got no other neighbors. You're all by yourself. It's like our area is 150 square kilometers.
Nice. So lots of area and very, very private.
We are doing something a little new this year. We are going to be starting up what we call the Bryson Lake Grand Slam Contest. So what we're doing with this is this year we're going to be challenging our clients to come up for their weekend stay or whatever their duration is to try to catch the four major fish species at Bryson Lake. And if they can catch the Bryson Lake Grand Slam, which is catching a walleye, a pike, a lake trout, and a brook trout in the same fishing trip, they'll be entered into a draw for a fishing vacation next year for the weekend for free.
Wow.
Yeah, so this is the Bryson Lake Grand Slam.
That's awesome. So go on up there, catch a bunch of fish, and if you get your Grand Slam, your four, you can go into this contest for next year. So this is a wonderful contest and a great web page, too. How can our listeners find you on the web?
You can go to our website at lacbryson.com. So that's lacbryson.com. Or they can call us toll-free at 1-855-683-1790.
Great. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for bringing us up to date on some great trout fishing, some great hunting. Obviously, for all you listeners, even if you're just pondering it, have a look at this website if you want to see some grouse hunting, moose hunting, bear hunting, and fishing like you won't believe. Denny, thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Angler and Hunter Radio's Destination of the Week is brought to you by Quebec Outfitters.
Life's busy and stressful. Take some time this year to get out and enjoy some great hunting and fishing. Compliments of anglers and hunters like yourself who help keep our outdoors great. And don't forget to go to ofah.org to see how you can become a member today. Until next time, be safe. I'm Randy Jennings.
The Angler and Hunter Radio Show has been brought to you by Yamaha. What kind of Yamaha are you? Angler and Hunter Radio is a production of the Ontario Federation of Anglers and Hunters. Please send your tall tales and comments to ahradio.ca.
Don't forget, you can check out past episodes of Angler and Hunter Radio on the web at anglerandhunterradio.ca or wrboradio.com.